Dear friends of Karmacho Ling, in the last few weeks, a number of people in Shambhala whom I respect have told me that they think it is time for the lineage pictures to be consistently back on all shrines at Karmacho Ling. Since last fall, the director of each program has decided whether or not lineage pictures should be hung above the shrine with consideration for how the participants feel. For some, this approach is abhorrent because for them the pictures should never be up again as they symbolize continued support of patriarchal abuse of power and sexual misconduct. For others, this approach is abhorrent because for them it is a denial of the preciousness of the teachings and the lineage holders who transmitted them. Many city centers in North America do not have the lineage pictures on the shrine in the public shrine room. Often they have the pictures on the shrine in the Vajrayana shrine room, if there is one. Many city centers struggle with how to continue in Shambhala. Some centers have closed. Others continue to host community gatherings exploring what Shambhala, Buddhism, and meditation mean to them and how to go forward. Lineage, leadership, and how we arrived where we find ourselves now form core questions in these conversations. There is a pressing need for leadership at the global level. The volunteer members of the interim board are grappling with severe financial issues that threaten the existence of the central Shambhala government and mandala support staff. The process team, containing widely divergent perspectives, has worked hard to develop structures and processes for the global mandala to engage in exploring healing and protection, governance, community building, communication, and cultural change. As these are not yet in place, over the last year each city center has struggled on, with little support relative to the seismic shifts. The Sakyong has published 3 letters to the community, 2 in July 2018 and 1 in February 2019. At the point of writing this, we do not know what he is intending to communicate or do next. For some, there is no question that the Sakyong should never teach nor hold office in Shambhala again. For others, what the Sakyong has expressed in apology is sufficient and we should now return to the way things were. Another spectrum of people has debated or proposed what they consider the Sakyong needs to do in order to teach again. In previous posts I have clearly expressed that Karmacho Ling has already taken a public stand against all abuse and misconduct, sexual and otherwise, particularly by those in positions of power. That continues emphatically to be my position in these last 4.5 months as Karmacho Ling's executive director. We have instituted mandatory staff training on inclusivity that spans the topics of identity, privilege, class, intersectionality, trauma, patriarchy, gender, ableism, ageism, and racism. These are held in the context of Dharma. Leaving after what will be almost 6 years isn't easy. My stalwart staff, for the past 10 months at 2/3 of full complement, remain cheerful, dedicated, and wonderfully committed to providing an environment that fosters relaxation, open heart, and connecting to basic goodness. These participant statements reflect typical comments in our gratitude box. I was worried that the atmosphere here would be depressed and destitute. I am so grateful instead to enter into this warm, awake space. Thank you. After 49 years of practice for some of us, we still need to come back to the deep immersion into it. At KCL, the sky, wind, greenery, and flowers, the house and pavilion, form a perfect environment to do that. Thank you so much for supporting us with your hard work, ingenuity, kindness, and care. Quick to help, cheerful, we feel your efforts and so appreciate them. Oh, and the food! Just wonderful. I hope our practice will help sweeten the world and your efforts for us will continue into the world in that way. Many thanks. While most programs have significantly fewer participant numbers, the teaching of the profound Dharma continues unabatedly for the rest of this summer session until the 31st of October. During the winter session, November to April, we remain open to offer individual and group in-house retreats as well as cabin retreats. Recently, JP, a former Karmacho Ling staff member, returned after 8 months of travel, during which time he spent 6 weeks at Tassajara. They went through a similar painful period in their Sangha in the 1980s. JP was told it took 10 years for them to heal. We have to have a long view for the work that needs to be undertaken. Where is Karmacho Ling in the midst of all this as the first land center seat of the Shambhala lineage? For Shambhala to exist 100 years from now, the teachings must continue. We have received numerous texts and practices, studied at Shambhala levels, enlightened society, warrior and sacred world assemblies, various Abhisikas and scorpion seal assemblies. All of these teachings and practices exist because of Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche and Sakyong Nipam Rinpoche. Acknowledging that, holding the long view of a residential land center, and recognizing that there is a vast amount of work to be done to transform Shambhala, the lineage pictures will remain on the Karmacho Ling shrines. Not to signal business as usual, but to symbolize the provenance of our Shambhala path. How will Shambhala and Karmacho Ling transform, flourish and endure? It will take bravery, dedication, love, unconquerable spirit, collective wisdom and faith in the essential need and impact of meditation practice, Shambhala, and Buddhism in this deeply troubled world. We are at the very beginning of the journey of healing and transformation. May we have the patience and compassion to shed what needs to be shed and nourish the healthy essence of our being. Please come to Karmacho Ling as your home away from home. With gratitude, Myra Woodruff, Executive Director, Karmacho Ling Shambhala Meditation Center.